Matt Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And time to touch base with Alessandro Barbosa for this week's Big Game Zone. He's on standby to talk everything in the world of gaming. Mr. Barbosa, what's happening? Alessandro, how are you?
Good, and you, Ari?
There we go, rockstar. That's like you came out of there like Darth Vader.
If I didn't sound as bad as that.
But. It is I, Alessandro. No, I've never been able to do his voice. It's not going to happen. Okay, let's get into it. Some very big gaming news. I want to kick it off with this because I think this is crazy that nobody's playing Pokemon Go anymore. What's happening?
Well, I wouldn't say nobody, but a few million less people are playing Pokemon Go. It's kind of expected, so there have been loads of analysts kind of digging into the player data and the number of people playing Pokemon Go daily and how many downloads it's still getting. And they found that, you know, ever since launch, which was a massive, massive launch, Pokemon Go was the biggest gaming app launched in the history of, you know, the App Store on iOS and on Android. They found that in the weeks afterwards, players have kind of, you know, moved on with their lives. The game still has millions and millions of players. I think its active user base is still well over like 30 million a day, but that's around 15 to 20 million less than what the number was back in, you know, the first 2 or 3 weeks of Pokemon Go actually launching. So it's declining in a sense. I know personally I've stopped playing Pokemon Go because, like, it's really difficult to play in a city that's not as big as, say, like New York or Chicago or some of the bigger European cities like London. But also the developers, Niantic, haven't really put a lot of new stuff into the game to entice people to stick around. There was a huge issue a few weeks back when a bug affected how people were tracking Pokemon. So you couldn't actually tell if a Pokemon was like nearby or a kilometer away or actually nowhere near you at all. And that got a lot of people kind of angry at the game. And, you know, it slowed down the interest in having to, you know, pull out your phone every few minutes and check around you and, you know, keep interactive with it. So, you know, a lot of those things combined, I still think it's staggering how many people are playing Pokemon Go. I know in Asia especially, it's still massive there. So if Nintendo and Niantic kind of, you know, just keep doing what they're doing, I think they'll maintain those 30 million players, and maybe, you know, even if it drops down to like 25, you've still got 25 million people playing your game, which is pretty impressive. So I do hope, though, that they address some of the issues that a lot of players have with the game, because I could easily see myself returning to the game if they manage to add some really cool features or fix a lot of the issues that it currently has. But yeah, it's admirable. I mean, the way that people are talking about Pokemon Go and the way so many different people who don't regularly play games were playing Pokemon Go, it was really, really interesting to see for the first few weeks. And I hope that people who are still sticking with the game and still enjoying it continue enjoying it for however long they wish to.
It's bound to happen. That kind of momentum just doesn't sustain itself. So they're going to have to innovate, or they're going to have to figure out how they do their annual reports and projections, because their business model is not going to be that strong if it's got so many fluctuations in terms of use. All right, let's shift gears for a second. The PS4 has lost weight. Did it need to lose weight? Should we care that it lost weight? Is it looking a lot sexier now? What's the story here? Is there still junk in the trunk, like in a good way? Does it have a great ass, a bad ass? What's happening?
I kind of feel sorry for Sony, because there is nothing that's kept secret anymore. And that's both exciting and a bit, you know, kind of sad for these poor teams of PR people that just have to start like dealing with the fact that they can't keep anything secret. So Sony is scheduled to have an event on the 7th of September in New York. We've already chatted about that a few weeks ago. And they're expected to show off two new consoles there. They're expected to show off the PlayStation Neo, which is supposedly a slightly more powerful PlayStation 4. It's kind of keeping on tabs with what Microsoft is doing with the Xbox One, where they're launching a, you know, much more powerful console at the end of next year. But that's only one of the consoles they were reportedly going to reveal. The other was a slimmed down PlayStation 4 model that, you know, is just a thinner, lighter, more sleek version of the PlayStation 4 that 40 million people around the world bought since launch. So it's kind of strange because the PlayStation 4 is already quite a small console, especially when compared to the Xbox One. It's already got a really cool angular design, and it looks really great next to the TV. It looks like something that belongs in your living room or in your bedroom, you know, kind of just there. So the slim model isn't that different, because I don't think Sony could actually get the console down any smaller than they already have while not taking anything out of it. So the PlayStation 4 Slim leaked online during the week. An auction website, Gumtree, actually in the UK, someone put up a Slim console there for purchase. Someone bought it. And Eurogamer, one of the publications out in the UK, went to this guy's house who bought it, booted up the console and made sure that it was real, because there's a history of people pulling these elaborate hoaxes of making, you know, 3D printing fake consoles and making them look like the next, you know, new thing. So it's very much real. Since then, a lot of these consoles have gone up on eBay. So somewhere a factory is like blundering, or they are leaking out these consoles way earlier than they should be out in the market. But basically, it's just a slightly thinner PlayStation 4. It's got rid of the optical port. So if you use the optical port for like headphones, some high-end headphones and some high-end surround sound systems use them, you're probably not going to want to look at the Slim. It still has two USB ports. It's the exact same internals that you'll find in the regular PlayStation now. And it apparently comes with a new controller that isn't at all different. It's just got a light now on the touch bar that's on the front of the DualShock 4 controller. So it's very much, you know, PlayStation and Xbox, they've always launched Slim consoles, you know, after 2 or 3 years being within their current cycle. Xbox just launched their Xbox One S, which is a radically smaller Xbox One console, because their original one was really fat and ugly. And, you know, it's just kind of like Sony's turn. So if you haven't picked up a PlayStation 4, this is definitely the wrong time to pick up a PlayStation 4 right now, because either the Slim model is going to come out early next month when Sony has their event, or you might be looking at a more powerful PlayStation 4 by the end of the year. So it's really dumb to look at buying one right now. And I expect that when the Slim does eventually get announced and hit markets officially, it will come with a much lower price point, because that's fairly regular. When they launch Slim models, they drop the price point because they want to start getting more and more people playing. The initial wave is done. So yeah, it's totally happening. It's definitely going to happen. And, hopefully on the 7th of September, we'll know a lot more from Sony at the event in New York.
Very, very cool. Speaking of big events, the annual Amaze is taking place next week. I've been to Coachella. I have not been to Amaze. Why should I change my ticket?
Well, Amaze is a really, really great festival. It's an annual festival now that happens in the heart of Joburg, in and around Braamfontein, close to Wits. And it's an international independent games festival. The big Amaze Festival happens in Berlin every year. And for the past, I think this is either the fifth or the sixth time it's been here, we've had the organizers from Amaze come to Joburg, set up shop here, and basically allow local game developers and international developers who bring their works here to show off some more weird, more experimental gaming experiences, and kind of expose everyone who's willing to come and look to these really interesting games and really interesting experiences that they have for people on display. It's a really cool hub for game developers and just interested parties alike, because there's loads of talks from game developers from across the globe and from across the country that are, I'd say, priceless to anyone who's looking to get into game development and kind of start networking. It's a really fun expo that happens. There's loads of VR stuff, there's loads of games to play, and there's loads of parties at night. Every night there's usually a party associated with some form of game, and I can assure you, you've never been to a party like the ones that Amaze puts on every year. They're really interesting, they're really strange, but they attract a lot of very arty people, very interesting people, and if you're just looking to broaden your horizons a bit, Amaze is a perfect place to do it. I've gone every year since they started, because it was kind of a collaboration with Wits at the time, and I'm going to be going again this year. It kicks off on Wednesday night next week. And then it carries on through until, I think, Saturday evening. If you want to find out about it, you can check out their website. There's an Amaze Johannesburg website with the entire program and all the things that are going to be on offer at the expo, so you can kind of plan your way around. And it's mainly a full-day thing. A lot of the talks and a lot of the workshops happen during the day, and then you've just got the expo that's open throughout the day and the parties at night. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, I implore you to check out their website, mm-hmm. and I hope to see a lot of new faces there next week.
Fantastic. There you go. It looks very, very cool. All right, that there is all the latest gaming news in this week's Game Zone. Alessandro, have a phenomenal weekend. We'll touch base again soon.
Yeah, I'll chat to you next week, Ari. Cheers.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.